This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. A new Secretary of Defense takes charge at the Pentagon today. Robert Gates will be sworn in this afternoon. The former CIA chief arrives just as the White House contemplates a strategic shift in its Iraq policy. It's not just the situation in Iraq that Robert Gates will have to contend with. He must also deal with Congress, and we'll hear more about that in a moment. First, NPR's Guy Raz joins us now for a look at the incoming secretary and the challenges he faces. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning, Renee.
We've heard plenty about Robert Gates' appointment, but let's start with a thumbnail of who he is.
Well, he's a pretty well-known figure here in Washington. I mean, he's been out of the city for more than a decade, working in Texas, where until a few days ago he was the president of Texas A&M University. Now, his last really big job in government was as the Director of Central Intelligence at the CIA. He's basically been described by colleagues I've spoken to as a technocrat, highly competent manager, somebody who's not necessarily ideological. But at the same time, with all of this experience he brings with him in government, he's probably least up to speed when it comes to defense and military matters than any of his predecessors, really. So I suspect that Gates will probably be relying on his top military commanders for help, certainly more than Donald Rumsfeld did.
And when it comes to Iraq, and that's the sort of the big center of military matters now, the talk is about a possible surge in troops.
And we're hearing all these different numbers and proposals. You know, you can think of it as sort of doubling down your bet or sort of one last push to see if a temporary increase in troops, you know, in hotspots like Baghdad and Al-Anbar could reduce a good deal of the violence. Now, the White House is seriously considering some of these ideas, and one in particular that came out last week by the influential conservative think tank, the American Enterprise Institute. And that study is basically calling for as many as 18,000 additional troops sent to Baghdad, which would, in effect, double the numbers temporarily in the Iraqi capital.
And, Guy, what would those kind of numbers mean for the U.S. military? Do they even have the troops?
In theory, yes, they do. And the way they would do it is by extending existing units who are scheduled to rotate out and accelerating the units, the training of the units that are scheduled to come into Iraq. And that would obviously create a larger force. The Army is somewhat skeptical about this because they are very much stretched to the limit. And in part because Donald Rumsfeld, when he came into office, had the idea of transforming the armed forces and particularly the Army, shrinking it. So what it's done is that it's created a smaller pool of troops who are combat ready. So now in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past 4 years, more than half of the troops who have been sent to those conflicts have come from Army, Reserve units, and National Guard units. So at this point, the Army is looking to once again expand its numbers, and Bob Gates is going to have to decide fairly quickly if he's on board with that plan.
And we keep hearing about how this is a Clark Clifford moment. Talk to us about that.
Well, Clark Clifford, of course, came into office into the Pentagon in 1968, early in 68, replacing the somewhat imperious Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. There are a lot of parallels. Obviously, McNamara was unpopular with the military. There was a blue ribbon panel that essentially was suggesting the Vietnam policy had to be reexamined. And Johnson wanted to find somebody to salvage the Vietnam strategy. He brought in Clark Clifford. Clifford had less than a year to do it. And he did make some contributions, in fact, to what eventually would be the end of the war in Vietnam. He encouraged Johnson to stop bombing North Vietnam, for example. And one of his most important decisions was when General William Westmoreland, who was the top commander in Vietnam at the time, asked for a quarter of a million additional troops, Clifford essentially said no.
Guy, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Guy Raz.